Oh, man. I don't know who to draft here. Wait. Devontae Parker? Well, I recognize that name. Here goes nothing.
Stop!
Oh, my! It's the Dynasty Dads! What are you two doing here?
We're here to stop you from making a huge mistake, Lucas.
That's right, Lucas. Don't draft Devontae Parker. Instead, draft...
Wow, thanks!
No problem, little guy. Now you rock this draft, and you rock it hard.
I will! Thanks again!
The Dynasty Dads are taking over Fiverr, the world's largest freelance service marketplace, and offering their expertise to all the players like Lucas out there.
How much stronger will your draft be if you have the Dynasty Dads in your corner from round one to the gritty end? How many more W's can the Dads get you with week-to-week personalized advice?
The answer is a lot.
For more information, including rates and packages, visit the link in the description.
Welcome to the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Football, rankings, debates, dad stuff, with your host, Justin Williams and Matt Renshaw.
And welcome everyone to this edition of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. I am your host, Justin Williams, and with me as always, my good friend, Matt Renshaw. Matt, how are you today?
Man, like, drafts have started. I'm in leagues where drafts have been going on. Like, this is a great time for Dynasty football players.
Ooh.
You in any leagues drafting right now?
No. The league I run has a draft next weekend. We got that going on.
Yeah.
But that's about it.
You're in no other, I'm in like four leagues that are drafting right now.
I've already had like two rookie drafts.
Okay.
So I mean, it's just like right now I have nothing to plan for.
Is your calm before the storm?
A little bit. I'm actually, this might be the year where I don't sign up for any new leagues.
I can't.
I'm in 10.
Are in way too many. That is a fact.
And like half of them really require like year-long
attention. Yeah.
Contract leagues, you know, four sport stuff like that. That four sport league is just taking up all my time.
I bet.
I'm into fantasy baseball now, Matt.
How you doing?
And
I know you've asked for help.
And basketball and hockey.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be into those sports.
I don't know anything about hockey.
Me either. I don't know the first damn thing about hockey.
I want to see like the knuckle puck. Like is that making a comeback?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do you know what the knuckle puck is?
No.
Your childhood must have been awful.
The most hockey I got in my childhood was the Mighty Ducks. That was it.
Oh, really? And you don't know what the knuckle puck is?
I was about to say, I didn't really like the movie.
I was like, it's literally from Mighty Ducks movie.
I just remember quack, 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 quack.
I don't know if it's Keenan. It's Keenan Allen or Keenan whatever from, he's on Saturday Night Live now, but he's got the knuckle puck. He kicks the puck up on his side and it flips and it hits the goalie in the head and it goes in the goal.
The Dynasty Dads Podcast is brought to you by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
What'd you think of that ad at the top of the show? Did you like that?
I like helping people named Lucas.
Yeah.
I
think that was one hell of a Fiverr ad. And shout out to Lucas for being the third man in the booth there. His voice was perfect for radio.
The little guy made just the perfect third guy in the booth today.
Absolutely. Matt, I was actually really excited to come to do the show today, which is really rare for me to be excited to sit next to you. But I got so much news and notes, man.
I hate you.
I have a ton of news and notes.
I still hate you.
It's unbelievable.
There's not that much.
Oh, there's a ton. There's a ton. We get to finally talk about Corey Coleman. Little teaser there.
Underappreciated former first-round pick.
That's a tease for you in the radio biz. Let's talk a little family stories. I'm on one today. Let's talk a little family stories.
You know,
there.
I am a little heated this week.
Oh, boy.
I've got, most of you know that, listen, I've got a three-year-old and a two-year-old. Our two-year-old is in the hide stuff from mom and dad stage.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, except for when your television remote has been missing for 3 days.
Our TV remote has also been missing for a couple days.
Okay, that wouldn't be an issue. No, I have no problem getting up on my feet, going up, turning the TV on, turning the volume up, whatever. The catch is, they played with the TV, and it's on like PC mode, and the only way to get out of PC mode is to hit the exit button on the remote that we can't find. And I kid you not, like, oh, yeah, we've looked. No, my wife and I have torn apart our main level, our couch, looking for this thing. I worry that she put it in the trash. And trash day was Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's gone.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens. It's, you know, kids are great until they cost money.
I love my daughters, but, man, we only have two TVs in the house. So
right.
It's like, now we're down one. It's just a big, giant wall decoration right now. It's great.
Something completely random that I don't know why just came to my head. When I was driving in, I wanted to ask you this. I forgot to do it off the air.
Great.
It probably would have made more sense to do this off the air, but screw it.
Yeah.
Did you know that like 70% of Americans don't wash their legs when they're in the shower?
Is this that Taylor Swift thing?
No. I'm dead serious. Like 70% of Americans.
America.
Don't wash their legs in the shower.
Okay.
And then like
do they wash them?
40% of those 70% don't wash their feet.
Okay.
Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Is this podcast relevant?
Yeah, do you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
You don't wash your legs?
I'm one of those.
What, do you just stop?
I don't know. I just, like, you know, I don't see what, who's going to look at my, I don't have, like, dirty knees or something like that, you know what I mean? I'm a white-collar job guy. It's whatever, you know, because, like, gravity and stuff.
So you
like,
don't.
The water and the soap just goes down anyways.
You don't wash your legs?
No. What like, is there to no?
It's like stop at your hips?
No, I mean I go a little lower than hips, you know. This is a PG show.
We are dads.
Right. Now the washing the feet thing, I just don't know how you like that's dangerous. If you're gonna wash your feet in the shower.
Shut up.
You gotta like stand there. It's wet. Everything's wet.
Your balance.
Everything's
must
soapy.
Be awful. You can't wash your feet. You don't wash your feet?
If you had to wash your feet, wouldn't you have to like lift a foot up
yeah,
and like
washing your legs, yeah.
No.
I can't touch my toes, like we've done this on an episode, so I have to lift my legs up to wash my legs, yeah.
I can touch my toes.
Okay, congrats.
Jealous?
No, I can beat you in a 40.
How does that make you feel, though?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This fat guy can touch his toes, you can't touch your toes.
No, I can't. I've been skinny and not been able to touch my toes. So, I was born with degenerate hamstrings.
Oh, where do we go from here?
News and notes.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait, your family story.
I don't really have much of a family story.
Of course
like
you
I said,
don't.
I've
Why
working,
would you?
I've been working like crazy, man.
Yeah.
The wife has been taking care of the kids. My daughter hasn't slept in her own bed for like a month.
Still?
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Like, this is an nice. SOS at this point. Like, I am just hoping for somebody to like tweet us some kind of remedy for keeping your daughter in bed.
Just let her cry it out, man.
Dude. She doesn't. She stands there and screams and yells, and she's at that
eventually,
stage.
Eventually, she will fall asleep.
You know what we're doing this week? We're actually converting the crib into the day bed deal, the toddler bed deal.
So
yeah.
So wait a minute.
Yep.
You think she's going to stay in her toddler bed?
No, but the thought process was, you know, the thought process was, you know what? She's up every night anyways. We know
Let's
this
just
is
let
a
her play with her own toys.
We know this is a phase. Maybe we should just say screw it and pull the trigger on the bed now.
I mean, yeah.
Is it, right?
Put up a railing on it?
Yeah, like, of course we're going to have a little railing, but she'll still be able to get out. But then we're going to put we're going to put her baby gate up by her door. So we've been like to prepare for that. We've been like leaving her door wide open and all the other fun stuff. But yeah, it's going to be something else.
I can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, this is me without sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Next week is going to be fun.
I can't wait.
All right, news and notes. Redskins linebacker Reuben Foster was carted off the field during OTAs with an apparent knee injury. According to The Athletic, Foster immediately grabbed his left knee after going down on the second play of OTAs. He was placed in an air cast, which that's cool, before being carted off the field and has since landed on the IR. Karma is fun.
Why?
Reuben Foster was allegedly, I should say.
I was going to say, he got
allegedly,
cleared.
Yeah, and we all know how that works. But since then, the Skins have signed John Bostic. Name that team that John Bostic was drafted by. Go.
The Bears.
Hey, there you go. You know
it. The Bears. Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what round.
No, I couldn't either, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's talk a little bit of Eli, shall we?
Okay. Did you see this picture? Have you seen the picture?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, no.
Oh.
Pay attention, Daniel. This is how you throw an interception.
Oh, no, not that one. No, I just saw there's a picture literally like they're side by side and they're making the same facial expression.
Oh,
they look exactly
the
same.
That's funny, too.
I thought of that meme like, hey, let me copy your homework, but don't do it exactly as it is. There it is. Daniel Jones.
The Giants coach Pat Shurmur reiterated that Eli Manning is the starter. Shurmur said number 6 overall pick Daniel Jones will get the majority of snaps with the backup group. Matt, obviously the Giants plan to start Eli and ease D. Jones in eventually, but right. I have to ask you, has the hate gone too far on Eli Manning?
No. Did you see Eli Manning play last year? Apparently you disagree with me.
I don't disagree. Is there any value in Eli in a Superflex league right now, today?
Like, I think there's a lot more value on Daniel Jones in rookie drafts than there is on Eli right
now. You have a problem with where Daniel Jones is going in rookies, especially in Superflex.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dude's going late second. He's going to start this year. Like, if I told you you could get a starting quarterback in the late second round of a startup or of a rookie draft in a Superflex league, done. Yes, thank you.
Would it shock you if Eli Manning is the quarterback of the New York Giants for 12 weeks? The first 12 weeks of the season?
Yes, that would shock me. Because I don't expect them to... I expect them to have a losing record by week 8 or 9. And I think Jones will start after the bye. And I think their bye is week 8.
I just got this feeling, judging from what they did last year and the year before that, and they just haven't let him go.
No.
Like, I feel like they're just going to let him roll. And I don't know. It wouldn't shock me.
That hasn't helped them. They're not winning. Look, as a Cowboys fan, throw Eli out there as much as you want.
If you're in a league that it's a super flex league, you got 5-round drafts.
Okay.
Isn't Eli Manning worth something there? Isn't he worth a 3rd, 4th round pick there?
I would give up a 3rd or a 4th round pick for Eli, but that's just because I hate 3rd, 4th, 5th round picks.
He could be a little bit of insurance.
Yeah, he's not going to be awful. I mean, he'll make starts. I just don't think he'll start when it's important.
Okay. That's fair. I agree with that.
I think Daniel Jones makes important starts.
And in terms of fantasy. At that time, you're not going to start Daniel Jones.
You might start him if he blows up.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Music to my ears.
Corey Coleman is working as the number 3 receiver during Giants OTAs. There is a slew of options behind Sterling Shepard and Golden Tate, including 5th-round rookie Darius Slayton. So Coleman is far from guaranteed to keep the number 3 job throughout the season, but still, this is a good start for 2019 for Coleman. Matt, I have to ask, do you smell what Coco is cooking?
I get the reference, but that's bad. Coco,
Corey Coleman.
I understand. I got the reference.
Coco is cooking.
I just don't know why, like, you think he's The Rock. I just don't.
Don't you remember The Rock went on Saturday Night Live and played a character called Coco, and he actually says, "Do you smell what Coco is cooking?"
See, now I did not know that. No,
there was tears to that reference. That was, did you see that?
Deep.
There
deep.
Was.
Yeah. I'm doing a draft, one of those 4 drafts that I talked about earlier. I got Coleman in the 8th round of like a 14-team league. Like, he's like my wide receiver 8. Like, I'll take a shot on him. Sure. There's no downside at that point. He could finally realize his potential.
I think that's asking a lot.
Finally realize half of his potential.
I'm not a big Corey Coleman guy. I could see something happening there, but it's never going to be like fantasy relevance week to week.
The guy's got a pretty nice shoe collection. That's all I'm going to say. Well, and
jeez.
Okay, pick one. One of the former first round wide receivers that have not had a very good start to their career, Corey Coleman or Laquon Treadwell?
Laquon Treadwell.
Right now?
Yeah.
Who's the 5th receiving option on his team?
He's not. Last year for the Vikings, he was wide receiver 3. He looked bad. Mm-hmm. But Corey Coleman's looked bad.
Right, but the Vikings added Irv Smith, and they have Kyle Rudolph. Like, Treadwell's not better than 5 in that passing game.
We'll see. We'll see. This is a make or break year. We're going to have to do a show on make or break guys.
Oh.
And Laquon Treadwell has to be on that show. He's getting another shot.
Absolutely. He'll get another shot. Devontae Parker gets another shot. Treadwell is going to get another shot.
Because no one wants to play in Miami. That's the only reason why Devontae Parker gets another shot.
Okay.
Awful. The Bucks went ahead and cut Gerald McCoy, and then they picked up Ndamukong Suh. No fantasy relevance here, but hey, figured we should probably mention it.
Cool.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got? This is kind of interesting, Matt. The reports are surfacing now that the Vikings have offered Kyle Rudolph a 5-year extension.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's surprised to hear that news, considering they were fielding trade offers for him during the draft, and they went ahead and drafted Irv Smith Jr.?
Why? Why is that? I guess I don't understand why that's surprising. Like, to me, I think we don't know the numbers. I feel like they're going to give him a bigger guaranteed money this year, and then, like, smaller cap penalties if they cut him after next year.
Yeah, maybe. It might be something that works for it's beneficial for both sides.
Yeah, you don't draft Irv Smith Jr. in the second round to not play. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get
they drafted him early.
Maybe they just have a slow game plan for Irv Smith, though. Maybe they're not planning on putting him in right away. It's just 5 years seems like a long extension to give a tight end that kind of struggled last year to be relevant.
I bet it's team friendly after year one. They'll take the bullet, they'll bite the bullet short term this year, and then they'll be able to get out of it.
Well, screw it. We have a bunch of tight end news, actually. The Bills tight end, Tyler Kroft, actually suffered a broken foot on the first day of OTAs. Coach Sean McDermott said Kroft will undergo surgery on Tuesday, and there is no timetable for his return. Although NFL Network's Ian Rapoport estimates the tight end will miss 3 to 4 months, Kroft was expected to start after signing a 3-year, $18.75 million contract in March. But now, obviously, his week one availability is up in the air. Lee Smith, Jason Kroom, and third rounder Dawson Knox are next up on the depth chart.
Yeah.
I am so sad for Tyler Kroft.
Really?
He's had opportunity after opportunity.
He got hurt with the Bengals.
He couldn't perform when he was the starting tight end for the Bengals whenever Eifert went down.
Right.
He couldn't do it.
Every time Eifert went down.
And then now he has this really great chance. He made a little bit of money. He has a really great chance to do something for the Bills, team with little talent on their offensive side of the ball.
It's true.
And he doesn't even get a chance.
Dawson Knox, baby.
Yeah. No.
Lee Smith or Jason Kroom?
I just think this is a situation you just stay away from completely. I cannot imagine a league where you need to think about drafting Lee Smith, Jason Kroom, or Dawson Knox. Can you?
You wouldn't draft Knox in a...
No.
Stash him on a taxi squad?
I'm not drafting a third round tight end and stashing him on a taxi squad unless I have unlimited taxi squads.
No.
Oh, man. Another tight end news. The Texans released Ryan Griffin. This comes a month after Griffin was charged with vandalism and public intoxication after allegedly punching through a window at a Nashville hotel. Matt, I have to ask, have you ever punched a window in a hotel before?
No.
I feel like you're lying to me.
Yeah, I'm the crazy one here.
The Texans, what is that supposed to mean?
If anybody had to guess that listens, they would not guess that I would punch my way through a window. I am the calm one of the two of us.
The Texans saw enough from third round tight end Kyle Warning.
Waring.
Kale. Waring.
Sounds like a vegan dish.
That guy, to move on from Griffin, who started 11 games last year. Perhaps we're sleeping on Waring. What are the odds that in 3 years we look back at this tight end class and go, whoa. I mean, Irv Smith, Hawk, Fant, mm-hmm. Waring, Dawson Knox.
Yeah, it seems like it was a loaded tight end class, right? Everyone was talking about that.
It's just kind of, it really feels like these guys are getting lined up to have some serious playing time
or seriously let you down.
I just can't remember a draft class like this where it's just like all these tight ends are just falling in the right place at the right time.
Adam Shaheen. Wait, what was it 3 years ago? No, it was OJ Ingram.
Shaheen was there too, I think.
Okay, could be. So I mean, that was a tight end class.
The one with Kelsey and Ertz. Yeah.
Yep.
But, I mean, this seems like there's like five tight ends here that we can be like, okay, maybe something's here. Maybe something's here.
Maybe two guys are going, I mean, first, second round.
Where are you drafting Waring at all? Are you interested in him at all?
Sure, late. I mean, why not take a shot?
12 teams, three rounds. Is he a third round pick for you?
Nope, not for me.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either.
Fourth, fifth round, sure, but not top three.
All right, I think this is my last tight end news note.
I thought you said we had lots of news. This is...
It is May.
Oh, now the excuse of it's May is coming.
I didn't say all this was really good news.
Oh, okay. There's just a lot of news.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers claim tight end Jordan Leggett, off of waiver. I should really look into these names before we do the show.
It might be helpful.
They claim that guy off of waivers from the Jets.
That guy.
Now, the New York Daily News reports that five teams put on a claim, and although still a 24-year-old upside prospect, O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate don't have very many targets to spare.
Right.
Does Mr. Leggett have any kind of value to you whatsoever?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I mean, even with overrated Jones, I just, nope. I'd take Brate all day if I had to pick one.
Really?
If I had to pick one of those three, yeah.
Your rankings would have Braid over OJ Howard.
Me personally, you know I hate OJ.
But like, if you had to rank him, that's how you'd rank him? Because I don't think you would.
In terms of value, obviously OJ is more valuable. But if I, based on where they're being drafted, I'll take a shot on Braid late rather than OJ early.
Look at you rhyming over there. You sly Braid dog, late. You.
That's right. Dropping bars.
Former number two overall pick Chris Long announced his retirement after 11 seasons in the NFL. Long was open and honest with the team about his status throughout the offseason, and he'll finally hang them up after winning two Super Bowls, one with the Patriots and one with the Eagles. Over the last three seasons, he's won those two. That's kind of crazy.
Back to back.
Do you have any memories of Chris Long or...
Actually, I do.
Really?
I do. You don't?
No, I don't.
I remember when the Rams played the Bears, and it was Chris Long versus Kyle Long, brother versus brother.
Oh, sure.
Howie was in the... And then, like, Chris Long came off the bench. Or not Chris Long. Kyle Long came off the bench or something to get into a fight, and Chris Long, like, ran over and pulled... It was weird that, like, brotherly interaction on the field, and I remember that. That's my Chris Long memory.
That's a good one. I'm surprised. I didn't think you were going to have anything, because I couldn't think of nothing.
Well, I mean, when he played for the Eagles, I remember some of the plays he made in the Super Bowl because I was rooting against the Eagles. But
sure,
yeah, in terms of like non-play, that's my memory. He won like Man of the Year.
Yeah, he totally did.
Yeah,
good guy off the field. Seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
The Dolphins placed wide receiver Ricardo Lewis on injured reserve after missing all of 2018 with a neck injury. Lewis, suffered a season-ending knee injury during the offseason program, a fourth-round pick by the Browns in 2016.
Is that your shtick? Like, just pronounce all the names wrong?
Yeah, today it is.
Chad Kelly.
You got to admit, there's a lot of names on here that just we don't talk about enough.
I know Ricardo Lewis.
It's kind of sad because I don't think we're going to see Ricardo Lewis resurface.
Did we ever see Ricardo Lewis surface?
Yeah, that's fair. And fourth-round pick. Man.
Yeah. Wow. I'm shocked that a fourth-round pick didn't make it.
There's value in the fourth. Stop it. A lot of fourth-round picks end up doing something.
And there's a lot of fourth-round picks that end up don't doing anything. Who did Ricardo Lewis play without naming the Browns or the Dolphins?
I can't tell you.
Okay. So, ooh.
See, you take... Oh, my gosh.
What did I do wrong now?
Nothing. It's just you take my... semi-positive or disappointment it as like me thinking that Ricardo Lewis is like a guy that's worth more than a fourth round NFL pick in 2016. Like, I don't think very highly of Ricardo Lewis. I just think it's kind of surprising. A guy that had really quite a bit of opportunity just never panned out at all. He was never relevant fantasy-wise.
No. No, dad stat. He only played for the Browns and the Dolphins. He never played for another team. Trick question.
There you go. Some 49ers running back news. Raheem Mostert required a redo of the surgery to repair his broken arm.
Just give him a fake one.
Have you ever had a surgery that the doctor said, you know what, mulligan.
Redo.
Is there any chance you have another couple weeks? Because
we have to re-break your arm, sir. I'm sorry.
That was the practice surgery. Now we're going to do the real
one. This isn't... there's some public schools out there that do that. No, and like no one in San Francisco can stay healthy. None of the running backs.
No.
And they have four running backs there. Together, they probably have one.
You're getting ahead of me.
Oh, am I? I'm sorry.
Matt Breda is suffering from a slightly torn pectoral muscle,
okay,
which sounds really painful.
Here's the thing. Breda is like a machine. The dude played through injury all year last year, put up solid numbers... Like, he's tough. If I had to pick one of the four there, gimme Breda.
I don't know if gimme Breda is something that I'm gonna put on a sign and carry around, but
do you disagree then? Who are you taking? McKinnon?
Well, we have
Coleman.
Yeah, we have Jerick McKinnon still there, Tevin Coleman still there.
Well, just joined, but yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. And boy, I think if I'm gonna go down with one of those guys, I think it's gonna be McKinnon.
Really?
Yeah, I think McKinnon has some pretty decent upside.
The guy that got beat out by Asiata,
yeah,
you're going to ride with him.
Yeah, that was years ago, but yeah.
He hasn't played for a year.
They gave McKinnon a really friendly deal.
And so did they give Coleman some nice money, too.
Yeah.
Here, pick a running back that didn't play last year. Jerick McKinnon or Le'Veon Bell?
Well, Le'Veon Bell.
Okay. So maybe that was a little extreme.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, people knock Le'Veon for not playing last year, but if you're not, it doesn't feel like you're knocking McKinnon for not playing last year.
Well, would I have liked to see him play last year? Yeah, of course I would have, but I'm not going to. That wasn't the question. The question was, of these four guys, Mozart, who we've seen not look like an NFL caliber running back, Matt Breda, who's had moderate success.
I don't know how you can say he didn't look like an NFL caliber. He played for 2 weeks, put up solid numbers, got hurt.
That's the thing, is he's might be just as fragile as McKinnon.
They all are fragile. That's Kyle Shanahan's thing.
Yeah, maybe that is the vibe. Let's get four fragile guys, and maybe one of them will be ready.
We can rebuild him.
I think you and I agree, though. Tevin Coleman's three or four on that list, isn't he? Because you hate Tevin Coleman as much as I do.
I don't like Tevin Coleman. Yeah, you're right.
What's it going to take for us to be on the Tevin Coleman bandwagon here? Because
this is easy,
and there's a lot of room on that bandwagon
for me to be on the Tevin Coleman bandwagon. I think
it's more like a band, like tricycle or something like that. There's not a lot of room because it's small.
Mostert would have to. I don't know. I think I would take Coleman over Mostert, but. McKinnon would probably have to lose a foot, and honestly, Breda would have to die because Breda has played through some of the toughest injury. Like, he has played and produced.
So Breda is your number one San Francisco running back for you, ranking wise.
Based on what they're going to do, I think McKinnon and Coleman are going to catch the passes. Breda is going to be your lead dog, whatever you want to call it, your ground and pound kind of guy. If I had to bet which one would produce the most, though, I'd probably say McKinnon, which hurts to say. I just really like Breda.
So why are you giving me crap?
Because I don't think he's going to stay healthy. I don't think any of them are going to stay healthy. I think that's why they have four running backs.
If you told me one of these guys is going to start week one, I'd say, well, he's not going to be there in week 16.
Right.
I don't see any of them going all year and carrying the load.
That's
by any means.
That's probably not a hot take, but it's probably something that's not a lot of people are talking about. That's why they have these guys. They have four guys, and they're all going to play because two of them are going to be hurt at some point each week.
Let's see. Let's stick with the running backs, shall we?
Sure.
It looks like the Saints are in the market for a new running back.
False.
They went ahead and they kicked the tires on Rob Kelly and Buck Allen this week with Matavius Murray. With Murray backing up Kamara, would either of those guys move the needle for you at all? Mr. Rob Kelly or Mr. Buck Allen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Which one?
Buck.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was coming.
That's my guy. He catches passes.
You just don't like Rob Kelly. You never have.
Fat Rob Kelly. No, you're right. I don't like Fat Rob Kelly. No, give me guys that catch passes. That's what Kamara does.
Yeah, if you had to pick one that's more like Kamara, it's definitely.
Well, and I'm not saying Buck Allen is super duper like Kamara, but he catches. They have that in common.
Sure. No, I get it. I completely get it. You know, that's a name that we haven't really discussed at all. Was Murray, Latavius Murray?
Yeah, he's going to be some serious value. He is,
because that could be. I don't think he puts up Mark Ingram numbers, but if he can put up Mark Ingram light numbers,
right?
I think he could have something there.
There's a guy still out on the market that I'm surprised isn't even getting any looks.
Who's that, Matt? Pow! Oh,
blah blah blah, pal.
That's right. Blah, 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 pal.
Yeah, I mean, I know he had the neck injury. He got cleared. Like, somebody sign him, please. Such a fun name to be talking about.
I feel like we've been talking about Powell and Ivory forever. Like, Ivory is
gone. Ivory's gone, right? About.
No, he's on the IR. He's out.
He's already on the IR?
Yeah, he's gone.
Ivory.
Yeah, Chris Ivory. He's, like, out for the year already.
Are you sure you're not talking about Isaiah Crowell? Because I know they're easily confused. They both were in New York, and I think you're thinking about Crowell. I think Ivory's still in Buffalo.
They released Ivory. That's where I'm getting that. Okay, so Ivory is an unsigned guy right now.
He'll stay that way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's where I got that from. You're right. It was Crowell that I was thinking of, the injury. Okay, yeah. I get those two mixed.
I don't blame you. I mean, yeah. Do you remember, like, 2 years ago when we talked about Crowell and the hot take and...
Yeah, you were super high.
That
on
was I, and I've put it on Twitter. Like, I've owned that mistake, but man, that was awful.
It's definitely one of your worst calls.
Oh yeah, I mean, and I'm sure. I don't know if I've made worse, but at least now it's like out there for the world to know that I made a bad call. Like, sure. I'll own the bad call. Yeah, I made a bad. That was wrong.
And 2 years later, we still can talk about it. It's great.
That's right.
It's just great.
Yeah, says the guy who, yeah, we can bring up your bad
hot takes. So you keep bringing up Treadwell at 102.
I'm not bringing up Treadwell.
I really felt like you were about to say something about Treadwell at 102.
No.
Okay, what was it? What's my bad hot take? Come on.
How many touchdowns did Dez Bryant score last year after being cut?
That's irrelevant. I went out on a limb there.
You also went out on a limb saying he's not going to be cut. There's no way they cut him. He literally was cut the next day.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's going to score 10 touchdowns when he wasn't on a roster.
At least I stuck with it.
It's true. I will give you that.
The Patriots signed Julian Edelman to a 2-year, $18 million extension through 2021. The deal includes an $8 million signing bonus and $12 million guaranteed. Edelman was entering the final year of his deal, but the extension will keep him from under contract through his age 35 season. Whew. Last year, 74 passes, 850 yards, and 6 touchdowns in just 12 games. With Gronk gone, but a potentially true wide receiver one in town, what is Julian Edelman this season to you?
Solid wide receiver two.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Mid to upper tier. He'll put up games where he's a wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. There's no tight end. Harry's there, which is nice. Don't get me wrong. But Edelman's still the wide receiver to own this year.
This year.
Yeah.
This year. I agree with that. I think he could be a PPR monster, though. Everybody's kind of, including us, we're all hyping up ASJ. Yeah, I would side more of those targets are going to go towards Edelman than ASJ.
Right. And Harry. I mean, I feel like Harry's going to do a lot of slants, screens, like getting on the ball and let's see how far he can get down the field.
Yeah.
But like your big plays, your medium routes are Edelman. That's Edelman's bread and butter.
The Colts went ahead and signed QB Chad Kelly. I know. There really isn't much else to say here about 2017's Mr. Irrelevant, but with Jacoby Brissett in his final year of the contract, it's probably worth at least noting.
Is this another quarterback miss for John Elway?
I mean, there's a ton of them, isn't there?
I know, but I mean, like, do you count this as one of the miss? He was Mr. Irrelevant, so, like,
no,
I just didn't
count.
Know. Okay.
That don't count.
Yeah, I actually really like, I'll put this on the record, if Jacoby Brissett's out there in a league, go pick up Jacoby Brissett. And it may not be for this year, but he's going to get an opportunity next year.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're in a Superflex league, Jacoby Brissett has value.
Should be owned.
Yeah.
Especially Superflex leagues, but I wouldn't hate if you stashed him on your roster for long term. Everybody talks about running backs and wide receivers. You're going to be a free agent next year. Quarterback is a position that can help you. I would go get Brissett.
Let's say you're in a standard league, but you have really deep rosters. I'm talking really, really deep rosters.
Cool. Okay? I love those.
Like 40, 50 players.
Okay.
And it's only a standard quarterback.
Gotcha.
Do you...
12-team?
You can pick one, 12-team.
Okay.
You either roster Jarrett Stidham, or you have to roster Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett. Easy.
I don't know if it's easy.
You don't know if it's easy.
Yeah, because I feel like both of those guys could absolutely start in 2019. There's a situation where they could both start.
You know Brissett's going to start somewhere next year. You don't know that Stidham's going to start.
Careful.
What's stopping the Patriots from signing Brissett, who knows their system, who's played there? Like, they're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would rather invest in Brissett.
Okay. All right.
And I like Stidham. Don't get me wrong. I like Stidham. A scout that I trust, that I've read their stuff, they had Stidham ranked as a better quarterback prospect than Daniel Jones. So I like Stidham, but I don't think he plays next year.
Speaking of bad quarterbacks, the Raiders released QB Landry Jones.
This is funny.
So if you're in your usual 32-team, 55-man roster, it's probably safe to cut him there, too.
Wait a minute. You know why this is funny, right?
Why is this funny?
Because AB played with Landry Jones with the Steelers and, like, refused to catch passes from Landry Jones with the Steelers.
Because Landry Jones is awful.
Then he goes to the Raiders, and he gets Landry Jones cut yet again in another team.
Yeah, I don't understand. I didn't understand how Landry Jones had a job, period. That guy never looked good.
You don't remember him at Oklahoma? No?
Keep in mind, behind Derek Carr, the Raiders quarterback situation is Nathan Peterman and Mike Glennon. Landry Jones got beat out by Nathan Peterman and Mike Glennon.
Didn't they cut Glennon? I know they traded for him last year, but I didn't. I thought
Glennon
was
on the roster as of like today.
Well then, good.
So no.
Okay.
I just think that's amazing.
Why?
That's a bad, backup quarterback situation. That's bad.
Didn't they trade for Mike Glennon last year?
Mike Glennon might be at least competent. He might get you through a game or two.
But. No, they signed Glennon as a free agent. I'm trying to remember, excuse me, who they traded. They traded Buffalo for a guy. AJ McCarron. That's the one. AJ McCarron.
Yeah. McCarron was actually drafted by the Bengals, then to the Bills. Yeah.
Yeah, and where's McCarron now?
I think
not in Oakland.
I think he's a free agent, but I could be wrong.
He's actually signed with the Houston Texans.
Wow. I used to think McCarron was going to do something, but he just hasn't gotten a chance.
Your quarterback evals are not.
They're not good.
No.
They're not good. No. It's because I look at these guys that end up getting drafted as like QB2s, and I always think, oh, yeah, they're going to get a shot. No, they don't get a shot. That's just not how a quarterback works in the NFL.
Jimmy Clausen.
Yep.
Who was the one that went to the Browns from Notre Dame? Brady Quinn.
Yeah, that's right. Good old Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Ouch. Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
That worked out for a while, didn't
they? They won a playoff game. But you're big on Baker, though. Yes? Last year's class?
I'm
Baker, the championship maker?
I am. I think he's in a really, really good spot, and I think he's going to have nothing but the opportunity to be a QB1 in fantasy.
Oh, absolutely.
He's surrounded by so much talent.
Right.
Yeah, so I could totally see that working out, 100%.
Okay.
All right, Matt. Let's see. We got two stories left. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that the Eagles have opened contract extension talks with Carson Wentz. Quote, "My belief is that the deal will get done at some point this offseason," end quote, Schefter said in an appearance with 97.5 The Fanatic. "From everything I've gathered, the sides have begun talking. I think both sides are motivated to get it done. I don't think they're close right now, but when I talk to people around the league, they believe it's going to get done." Carson Wentz had his fifth-year option picked up earlier this offseason. His back injury is a potential stumbling block, but he should land a new deal before training camp. Wentz is likely to command at least $30 million annually.
Yeah.
Is he worth it for you? If you were a GM, do you like Carson Wentz as like your
one?
Your QB1, like in real life NFL football?
Yeah. I think people forget the year that they won the Super Bowl, like he got them in position to like be a high seed. Foles came in, won the rest. Like I get that, but he's a franchise quarterback. I have no problem paying him. I would feel more comfortable paying him $30 million than paying Dak Prescott $30 million, which seems like that's a foregone conclusion that that's happening too.
But you're a Cowboy fan, and Cowboy fans are always like second guessing anything good that ever happens to you guys. Anything good that ever comes, like, falls in your lap, you guys just are always like, I just don't know if he's worth the money.
Yeah, Zeke. I would pay Zeke. Zeke could take...
Outside of Zeke.
You guys, Amari Cooper.
Yeah. There's a bunch of...
offensive line.
I read a bunch of reports online from fans, I guess, that they don't want to pay Amari Cooper wide receiver one money.
He should make $15, $16 million a year. I'm okay with that. I think he wants to be like the highest paid wide receiver in the game, though, and he's not at that level.
No, he's nowhere near that
level. I'm not paying you more than...
Not so fast, Amari.
No. Okay, back to the quarterbacks. We'll stay away from the Dallas Cowboys talk. Same quarterbacks in the draft class with Wentz. Who would you take in terms of money? Okay, who's worth $30 million? Jared Goff?
Yes.
Wentz went second. Here's one. Paxton Lynch...
Absolutely.
First round, 26th overall.
Wow. That's a mess.
That's the same. Yep. Christian Hackenberg.
Wow.
Not in the league anymore. 51 to the Jets. Jacoby Brissett, we actually just talked about. Here's one. Cleveland Browns swung and missed on another quarterback, Cody Kessler.
Mm.
The Raiders took Connor Cook. There's Dak. The Buffalo Bills, Cardale Jones.
What does any of this have to do with Carson Wentz being worth the money, though?
Like, he was the number two overall pick. He's produced, like, I'm willing to pay the guy.
That automatically means he's worth $30 million a year?
That's top five quarterback money? Yeah, because here's how you look at it. And I don't know if this is going to sound like a knock, and I'm not trying to be rude. If the foresight that you've got, you pay Wentz now, you make him a top five quarterback, all these other guys are going to get more money than that. Eventually, he's going to be he'll be paid like the 15th best quarterback in the league. Because the new CBA is coming, money's going to explode. Yeah, I have no problem paying Wentz right now because in 2 years, you may have to pay him $40 million a year or $50 million a year.
It's all relative. $30 million is nothing. These guys. Nothing.
These guys.
Yeah, these owners. You got to pay one of them that much money. I mean, there's you know.
Yeah, that's how it is. So who else would you take over Wentz? Is there anyone else you would take over Wentz?
Well, I mean, not right now. I mean, yeah, so you got your guy. If you believe in the guy, then sure, you sign him and you pay him, and it's whatever. I'm not a big fan of it.
Of paying a guy $30 million?
Of paying Carson Wentz $30 million annually.
So you'd pay Goff $30 million, but you wouldn't pay Wentz $30
million. I like Goff better than Wentz, yeah.
I like the head coach better than... Like I like
that's fine.
Sean, I don't think Goff's worth $30 million. I feel more comfortable paying Wentz $30 million.
But it's Goff with McVay, and it's Wentz without. That's kind of how I'm looking at it.
Yeah,
and I feel like Goff with McVay is a really really good like team there.
You don't think? I think McVay could do what he's doing with Goff with a quarterback that's making $12 million a year.
I do, but it doesn't matter.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I think so too, but it doesn't matter. He's with Jared Goff.
Right,
and I feel like there's a lot of success right there.
So you're gonna.
So it's like I'm willing to pay that guy to stay there and to keep that success train rolling.
Wow,
choo choo.
Mm. I would feel more comfortable giving my money to Wentz.
All right, one last story for you, Matt. Joe Flacco is quote unquote excited.
You left the Bronco story for last. Of course you did.
This one's funny. Joe Flacco is excited to work with first round tight end Noah Fant.
It's my boy.
You want to hear my Joe Flacco impersonation?
No.
Sure you do.
No.
He can obviously run, Flacco said. The tight end in this offense, I think, can be a big-time player if he can run and get a feel for how we run a couple of routes we have in, end quote.
Okay.
So Flacco is cool with Noah Fant, but not the dude that's going to steal his gig. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
Why is that unbelievable?
What do we do with Fant here in 2019?
Dude. I love Fant.
I know you do.
I love Fant. He was one-on-one talk for me before the draft.
Yeah, but then...
That wasn't realistic.
You've kind of slowed down.
I know. I still love...
You pump those breaks.
There's a lot of tight ends in Denver. Like...
Not talented ones, though. There's only one talented one.
That's not true.
It's very true.
Jake Butt is a talented tight end. The dude can't stay healthy.
I'm a Michigan guy through and through. Jake Butt is just not all that, man.
Oh. And Howerman... I love Fant. I think Fant could pre-draft. He saw some Vincent Jackson comparisons. Like he's a wide receiver in a tight end's body. Jimmy Graham was the same way. They didn't know whether most of his routes were run as wide receiver. I think that's what they're going to do with Fant. He's going to be a big body slot guy that can run. Lately, I've seen a lot of Aaron Hernandez comps.
Hey, he's still hanging around.
Man. But I like Fant. I think it'll be. I don't know.
Shoot me.
Is he finished the year as a tight end one? Fant. Does Fant finish the year as a tight end one?
Would I be shocked? No. Am I going to rank him that way? It maybe.
I mean, you're not going to bury him in the rankings, are you?
I'd like to see where he's going in startups, and I'm sure it's a little higher than my taste. Like we said last week, we got to be really careful with rookie tight ends.
Yeah.
We really do. They right. take time.
Well, and people are talking about Hawk being a redraft option for you late. Like, take a shot. Why not? Because he could put up better numbers than a Rudolph or a Jason Witten. I don't know. That's a bad example, but I
Jason
went to what
has
I know.
A ton of value. I really don't care.
I love Jason Witten.
On a lot of my rosters.
He's late everywhere. Yeah. PPR leagues, dude's going to catch it and fall down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I like Fant, and I know there's some data out there that shows Flacco loves his tight ends. There's some people out there that don't really think that data's all too factual.
See, I don't think that's the case anymore.
The only tight end Flacco ever threw to was Pitta.
Yeah.
And he had Pitta for, what, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't pepper any other tight ends, and he had Ben Watson. Like, he had good other good options that he didn't take advantage of. But it's nice to see Flacco say, oh, I like this guy. Because maybe he
likes him because he's not going to steal his gig. That's why. I like that rookie because he's not a quarterback.
That's true. And he's probably better than, I mean, he's probably, what, the second best wide receiver on that team behind Sutton?
I would agree with that.
I mean, you like Sanders, I know, but.
I like Sanders, but. Yeah, as far as
I like Fant better
fantasy
than
goes, I'd say yeah, give me Fant.
Yeah, and Hamilton is there too, but yeah, I think Fant. Would it surprise you if Fant led the Broncos in touchdowns?
No
reception touchdown receptions.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that's yeah.
How much do you like Courtland Sutton? Screw it. I'm going to do it.
I like Sutton. I think I like Sutton. I'm trying to compare it to last year's wide receivers. I like Sutton more than Anthony Miller.
Sutton or Harry? N'Keal Harry.
Ooh, Harry.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Would it shock you if Sutton had a better year than Harry, though?
No, it wouldn't shock me. I just really like N'Keal Harry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the draft is going to be in KC a couple years?
In like 2023.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there.
Are we?
Yes.
The Dynasty Dads take over the draft.
Dude, I'm legit. I looked up how to get press passes. Like, I want to be there.
We would be the most trash press pass ever.
We have a logo. I don't know. I would love to be there. I mean, I plan on going regardless, but I would love to be there, like, as a press member. Could you imagine getting interviews?
No.
Okay. Thanks for shooting down the drain. You'd be like, Mr. Elway, what was it like when you got fired from the Broncos?
Yeah.
You drafted 17 quarterbacks in your 7 drafts that you ran the team. Why did you miss on all of them?
How are you a quarterback that missed on evaluating quarterbacks? Those who can't do, teach.
And then Andy Reid just breaks in, oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Just breaks in the interview.
Well, I think that about does it for the show today, Matt. Ugh. I think that about does it.
That's good.
That was good.
That was
a good
show. That was fun, yeah. I mean, I still think about that Fiverr ad with Lucas.
Yes.
Little guy is just...
You know, be sure to check out the Fiverr page. It is linked in the description. Go ahead and share that, even if it's just for the LOLs.
Yeah.
Also, be sure to check us out on Facebook at Dynasty Dads, and we're also on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. And that does it. So, again, we're sponsored by DynastyTradeCalculator.com.
Stop guessing. Start calculating.
And we'll see you all next week.
We out.
Thanks for hanging out with us on another episode of the Dynasty Dads Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at Dynasty Dads. Visit us at our website, DynastyDads.com, for articles, news, and notes, Dynasty Dads gear, and more.